Hi, I'm Steve Smith. I'm a vice president in Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, and I'm the director of our desktop platform operations. We pull together our desktop platform every year and drive the ramp of our new technology to bring it to people worldwide.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Steve. I'm Michael Johnson. This is podtech.net, and we're here, not inside of a refrigerator, but we're also here inside of the Benchmark Lab. Now, tell me what happens here in the lab.
Oh, this is a wonderful place. This is where we bring together our new silicon, put it into a platform, and actually run it through its paces and measure the performance of our new microprocessor or of our new chipset so we can see what we've actually designed and built.
Now, we're here to talk about some of those new chipsets and microprocessors, in particular the Core 2 Duo, which is an exciting new microarchitecture. This is something that, you know, the claims are that this is going to change microcomputing. This is going to change the whole game because the power consumption is down and the performance is way up. How does that happen? I mean, you've sort of seen this from the larger perspective. Tell me a little bit about how this was developed.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's actually been a journey of about 4 years. And actually, there were a few formative moments a number of years ago where we thought through the future of microprocessors. And we really realized people were looking for two things. One is what I call a responsive computer, something that when you're in front of your computer, there's a whole bunch of tasks going on, but when you ask it to do something, it gets back to you right away with that compute. Or in these days, if you're working on video or audio, you want to do something to process that material, it works very quickly. The second aspect we realized was that people wanted to see wonderful, exciting ergonomic factors in desktops and notebooks both. You know, thinner, lighter, more portable, fitting better into the space that you had available. And so we had those concepts in mind when we defined this product. And the way we attack that and delivered both of those is by targeting the product for our latest generation technology, the 65 nanometer technology. It allows all the transistors to be smaller and faster, allows us to pack more into that chip. And the design approach that we've used is a revolutionary one of, from ground up, putting in all of the super mobile power management features and designing those into a product that's a dual core product. So you have two processing cores there in your microprocessor that can alternate between those tasks that you throw at the processor, and they share a cache, and together those things can deliver this incredible, very responsive computer and still be very low power.
Now, what are some of the challenges that you face in that? Because I imagine, sure, you know, these concepts are wonderful. I mean, I watch Star Trek all the time. You know, they have some wonderful concepts. But to actually get there, to develop these, were there any particular challenges that you had to face? I know that power consumption is a huge challenge.
Power consumption was a phenomenal challenge for the team. And so we actually went to the place where we had the most knowledge there. We went to our team in Israel that had developed our previous mobile processors, the people who knew how to think very low power, active battery technology, and asked them to design from ground up something that would be targeted for the 65 nanometer technology. So they had to put together their concept that we call fine grain power management. So they had to look down to the circuit block level and make sure that no part of that processor is turned on unless it's going to be used for the computing that's just in front of you.
So it's got to be smart and small at the same time.
Smart, small, but also responsive. When you need it, it's there. When you don't need it, it's asleep.
Now, I know that that's a really kind of a new way of looking at things. I know that certainly sort of for a larger, maybe electrical system, that's been looked at. But then to bring that to a microprocessor, it seems really kind of a really different kind of concept.
It is. It's the kind of thing that forces you to think through a little bit more, how do you get the machine to know that there's going to be a workload placed on it and to wake up and to respond very quickly. And so we had some pretty sharp people look through the microprocessor logic and the circuit design and intimately integrate those two together into a product. And the cool thing about this basic design is that you see it as Core 2 Duo in a desktop platform and also in a mobile platform. In a desktop, it's going to deliver really unquestioned performance leadership, 40% higher performance than the best processor that we've shipped before, 40% lower power. And the people who've looked at this from those technology analysis websites have simply said the fastest microprocessor on the planet. And on the mobile side, what we're actually able to see is a 20% performance boost within that same small 35-watt envelope that you have in today's notebooks. So you'll have a better notebook with 20% more performance and full 64-bit capability, all in the same form factor you see today for cool notebooks.
Was there an aha moment where, I mean, you said that took 4 years, but was there a moment when you really thought, this is it, we can actually do this?
When they put the chip together, the design team put the chip together and really showed you could deliver the performance in a dual-core configuration and really get higher performance than building a larger single core, it really changed the mindset on how to design a microprocessor. So it's really changed the whole roadmap going forward on how to deliver performance. As we moved 50 years of computing, we've been building a bigger and bigger and bigger single compute element, and now we've made the transition to what we would call the multi-core era. It's a different way of delivering those compute MIPS to the user.
So it sounds like even the whole philosophical approach almost to computing has to change, because now it's like the laws of gravity are a little bit different.
It has. The laws of energy efficiency in computing have changed, and so we've migrated into that era where the people developing hardware and the people developing software and applications have to think differently. But we think it's also pretty exciting, because what that means is, in, say, the game of the future, you'll have two, or in the future maybe four, processing elements available to you, and you'll be able to use one for gameplay, one for physics, you know, one for background tasks, etc., and be able to distribute that workload. So you're not going to be in a position where you're waiting for something to happen and you see an hourglass or you see a frame stutter or something like that.
We're a dual core right now, but I know the quad core is not too far around the corner.
Yeah, we see a progression there going on, really, with this way of thinking. We're very far into our dual core thinking process, and in fact, as we leave this year for our clients, we expect to have 75% of our performance branded parts shipping as dual core. So really, if you go out and look for a PC in the holiday season, really look for a dual core computer. But that also is the time frame where we'll ship the very first quad-core processors, both in desktop and in server. By Q4 of 2006, at the very high end, we'll be offering our first quad-core machines. And this very low-power design is something that allows us to do that quickly, because we can put two, essentially, Core 2 Duo pieces of silicon together into one package, put it into a system, and you have an instant quad-core processor.
Now, again, power consumption and efficiency. What's happening there with that? Because it's, you know, you're doubling the load now, and again, there's that challenge of power consumption, because that's everything right now.
That's true. And what we do is we scale a little bit the voltage and the frequency of the core, and put two of those in, and you get essentially a better scaling of compute performance versus power when you do that voltage and frequency scaling. But to be clear, within fourth quarter, we'll have quad core. It'll be in our high-end platforms that today support 130 watts, same as what we've had in our prior processors. And you'll have four compute cores, and you'll be delivering just a fantastic step forward in performance compared to something only a year ago that would have had one compute core in that same power envelope.
What's been the most exciting part of this for you? I mean, because I think when I've talked about this before and talked with other guys like Tom Kilroy, mm-hmm. and others, I mean, they're really excited about this. I mean, because this really does open up a lot of possibilities with microprocessors and computing.
Yeah, to me, I talked to the people at Intel, and everyone knows we've really opened the door to this new paradigm. We've got a great product, it's unquestioned leadership, and people are smiling. There's this great sense of pride. But on the other side of it, as a customer, you know, I build my own machines. I have a video editing setup at home, and this is the kind of thing that will allow me to get my work done a lot faster. I'll have that more responsive computer. When I want to go make a DVD, it'll be able to run several times faster than the machine I have installed that I built only a couple of years ago. So for me as a customer, boy, I want to work on my home video projects for the family, et cetera, and I know I can just be that much more efficient at doing it.
Well, it's nice to see that, you know, that you're there with that, not only developing it, but also on the other end of it as well. And I guess that's what it's all about, is we're here in the Benchmark Lab here at Intel, really about just putting it, you know, just proving it.
We really believe in what we're doing, and I think you'll find many of the people you talk to here are very hands-on. We want to use the things that we build and provide to the world every day, whether it's our business notebooks, you know, where we want the latest and greatest and we want to be able to do our business.
Gaming.
Or whether gaming at home, unquestioned highest-end gaming machines on the planet. It's exciting to be able to walk into a gaming show and have people know that they're looking at something that's just a breakthrough in frame rate or in game complexity.
So you're saying when people look for the Core 2 Duo symbol, then they're going to be guaranteed like the fast one of the fastest computing experiences available today.
Absolutely. And if they're looking for the high-end gaming or the high-end content creation machine, the Core 2 Extreme is the thing. The fastest machine on the planet.
Core 2 Extreme.
Core 2 Duo Extreme will be the highest end. And then there's a range of Core 2 Duo all the way down to mainstream price points. So people don't need to think of this as something that's far away. It's really only a few weeks away. You'll be able to buy this online or in a retail store. And we have such an ability in our factory to drive the volume that you'll see this at mainstream price points from the start in only a few weeks.
So things are shipping now.
It's shipping now. It's filling into those retail stores. So if you're looking for something for the back-to-school or holiday timeline, look for a Core 2 Duo.
Okay. And if people want to find out a little bit more about this, maybe see some examples, they can certainly check in at our site, podtech.net. But is there a website that they can go to at Intel to check out some of this technology?
Well, at Intel, if you go to the www.intel.com, we'll provide links to our latest products. So you'll be able to see anything from our server products based on this Core microarchitecture to our desktops to our notebooks. So go to www.intel.com and you'll take links to our product sites.
Steve Smith of Intel, it's been great talking to you here in the Benchmark Lab where it all really gets, where the pedal gets to the metal here and test things. It's been great having you on the podcast and looking forward to seeing what the chips can do.
Okay, thank you. Pleased to be here.